listening to WRCO FM 100.9 in Richland Center, Wisconsin. ABC News on WRCO FM is sponsored by Utter Brothers Creamery. Lots of options, hand-dipped and soft-serve ice cream, and a full menu of food as well. And by Pratt's Funeral and Cremation Service. Pratt Funeral Home has been serving Wisconsin area families for years. They're honored to be a part of the rich history of this community and plan to be a part of it for many years to come.
Treat yourself at Utter Brothers Creamery in Boscobel, located at 1100 Elm Street. Utter Brothers Creamery is open daily from 11 a.m. to 8 p.m., serving up a full menu of delicious food and ice cream. Enjoy your favorite flavors and take home the tasty meats and treats. Utter Brothers, your go-to spot for great food and sweet delights. Visit Utter Brothers Restaurant and Creamery today in Boscobel.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. Supporters of Robert F. Kennedy Jr. reacting after their candidate suspended his campaign and endorsed Donald Trump Friday. Casey Westerman was at the Arizona rally where Kennedy made the announcement.
I trust that he believes that this is the best option.
But Kennedy's siblings don't support his decision. His sister, Carrie Kennedy.
I just am outraged and disgusted by my brother's actions. I think it's a gaudy and obscene embrace of Donald Trump. I love Bobby. I abhor what he did.
A massive search for a suspect this morning in the German city of Zellingen after three people were killed and eight injured in a knife attack at a festival overnight. Italian prosecutors have confirmed this morning the opening of a manslaughter and shipwreck inquiry into the sinking of the superyacht Bazian off the coast of Sicily. Could be the last of seven bodies that were pulled ashore today. This is ABC News. Next month, a fundraiser in support of January 6th defendants will be held at former President Trump's golf club in New Jersey. ABC's Rachel Scott.
A nonprofit that is supporting those who have been charged in connection to the January 6th attack on the Capitol will be holding a fundraiser at Donald Trump's Bedminster Golf Club in September. We are told by Trump officials that the former president does not plan to attend the event and that it is being fully paid for by that nonprofit. But in the past, the former president has fully embraced those who stormed the Capitol that day. In fact, he told me just a few weeks ago that he would even pardon the rioters who assaulted officers.
The FDA giving the green light for updated COVID vaccines from Pfizer and Moderna designed to protect better against current variants. ABC's Alex Stone.
The FDA says you are eligible for the updated vaccines at least 2 months after having your last shot. And if you recently tested positive for the virus, the CDC says you may want to wait 3 months after having COVID to get these updated vaccines.
I'm Dave Packer, ABC News.
This is Mark Jelinek of the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service of Richland Center in Muscadet. Like you, we are working our way through the current trying times, making decisions that are best one day at a time. Our priority is, as it has always been, to care for you and your family and pay close attention to all your needs and concerns while doing all we can to keep you safe. Your questions are always welcomed at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service.
WRCO meteorologist Nick Grunseth calling for mostly sunny to partly cloudy, very warm and humid today. Will hit a high of 88. For tonight, mostly cloudy, humidity remains, a chance of showers and thunderstorms. We may see up to a quarter inch possible, mainly late in the evening and overnight, a low down to 68. Sunday, a lingering shower or thunderstorm possible in the morning, otherwise partly cloudy to mostly sunny and muggy, a high of 91. Sunday night, mostly clear, areas of fog overnight with a low of 71. And it gets hot on Monday, mostly sunny, hot and muggy, some heat indices in the low 100s, maybe a chance of a late day shower or storm with a high of 97 degrees. You're listening to the Weekend Wake Up.
Weekend Wake Up.
From WRCO FM, WRCO.com, and on the Civic Media app.
I was out with the boys catching up in a neon light. Didn't know till we walked in, it was karaoke night. She was in a circle of girls chasing a shot with a line. She was laughing, they were daring her to get on the mic. One of them walked up and turned. California, maybe she'd fall for a boy from South Georgia. She's got the bar in the palm of her hand, and she's a 90s country fan like I am. Hey, I got a Chevy, she can flip a quarter. I'd drive her anywhere from here to California when this song is over. I gotta find her, cause she had me in Heads, Carolina. Yeah, she knew every word by heart, didn't need no screen. I was raising my glass up for her and saw her smiling at me. Yeah, she had me down in the front by the end of verse two, like there wasn't no one else in the room. We were singing, Heads, Carolina, tails, California. Maybe she'd fall for a boy from South Georgia. She's got the bar in the palm of her hand, and she's a 90s country fan like I am. Hey, she's got the bar in the palm of her hand, she's a 90s country fan like I am. Hey, I got a Chevy, she can flip a quarter. I'd drive her anywhere from here to California when this song is over.
Is that Cole Swindell from 2022? Yeah, Jody Messina on there as well. Yeah, how can you not be a 90s country fan? Am I right? 7:08, we have fog, and we're at 54. This is T. Craig with State Line on RCO.
I wanna be surrounded by a starlit night. Shine like a diamond when it's held just right. And savor the taste of a good red wine. See, I save my money like a man with a plan, just to get these toes in the sand. Southbound 75, kicking in my little silver bullet ride. For now I'll just close my eyes. But wake me at the state line with the heat of the sunshine. Let me cleanse my soul in the Gulf of Mexico, away from the cold winds. Head south with some old friends. Gonna find some place to lay this body down. Give me calm waters and a fishing pole. Take me to a mangrove fishing hole. I can almost smell the oil burning off my skin. No, it's 80 in the shade in my hometown. Lots of family and friends around. So you're only as good as the drink that you had last night. Are things really as they seem? Or could this all be a dream? So wake me at the state line with the heat of the sunshine. Body down.
a nutritious lunch to keep your kids energized and ready to learn all day long. Remember, good food fuels good learning. Don't forget to keep your kids hydrated throughout the school day, because a well-hydrated mind stays sharp and focused. This back-to-school safety tip is brought to you by Richland Electric, Riverdale Ag Service of Muscadet, Julie Karen State Farm Insurance, and Burnham Lumber.
It's local music.
Local music on WRCO-FM.
From Adams to Wazika, Boaz to Ithaca, and everywhere in between. It's local music on WRCO-FM and
Civic Media.
Stars in the sky, but none of them are like. There's a lot of people in this world. There's not one like this girl. Something about her makes me smile. Sometimes I sit and cry. The way she makes me feel inside. That long, and all my feelings are all wrong. But every time I look in her eyes, I see something deep inside. Something about the way she smiles, the way she looks into my eyes. Now she holds my hand sometimes, the way she touches me. She just might be the one. Why'd it have to take so long? She's everything I ever dreamed. Yeah, she's everything. Something about her makes me smile. Sometimes I sit and cry. The way she makes me feel inside, I never felt it in my life. I never thought I'd find someone. I thought I'd always be alone. And she walked into my life. She made me smile. Something about her makes me smile. Sometimes I sit and cry. The way she makes me feel inside, I never felt it in my life. Something about the smile, the way she looks into my eyes. Now she holds my hand sometimes, the way she touches me is right.
That's local country for your weekend wake up. Donnie Razek, Something About the Way She Smiles. 716, fog in the area. We're at 58 degrees as we move towards 720. We'll have a look at this week in entertainment history. Some cartoon music, all part of your wake-up. Here's Dierks Bentley as we travel back. Wow, 21 years already. How is that possible? What was I thinking?
Becky was a beauty from South Alabama. Her daddy had a heart like a 9-pound hammer. Think he even did a little time in the slammer. What was I thinking? She snuck out one night and met met me by the front gate. Her daddy came out waving that 12-gauge. We tore out the drive, he peppered my tailgate. What was I thinking? Oh, I knew there'd be hell to pay, but that crossed my mind a little too late. 'Cause I was thinking that a little white tank top sitting right there in the middle by me. Been on our heels, pulled off the road and kicked it in four wheels. Shut off the lights and tore through a cornfield. What was I thinking? Out the other side, she was hollering faster. Took the dirt road, had the radio blasting. Hit the honky-tonk for a little close dancing. What was I thinking? Oh, I knew there'd be hell to pay, but that crossed my mind a little too late. 'Cause I was thinking about a little white tank top sitting right there in the middle by me. I was thinking about a long kiss, man, just gotta get going where the night might lead. I know what I was feeling, but what was I thinking? A born-to-kill tattoo. Tried to cut in, I knocked out his front tooth. We ran outside, hood sliding like Bo Duke. What was I thinking? I finally got her home at a half past two. Later, daddy's in a lawn chair sitting on the driveway. Put it in park as he started my way. What was I thinking? Oh, what was I thinking? Oh, what was I thinking? She gave a come and get me grin, and like a bullet we were gone again. 'Cause I was thinking about a little white tank top sitting right there in the middle by me. I was thinking about a long kiss, man, just gotta get going where the night might lead. I know what I was feeling, yeah, I know what I was feeling. What was I thinking?
Listening to the Weekend Wake Up, WRCO,
a civic media station.
We'll return after these messages.
Tax Talk with Straight Talk.
You give and you give. This tax season you get with Straight Talk Wireless. You get a reliable 5G network and unlimited data and a new Samsung Galaxy A15 for just $99. So you can give your janky phone to your kid.
Yeah!
Good talk.
Switch to Straight Talk for plans starting as low as $25 a line per month for 4 lines. Find us at Walmart and StraightTalk.com. For network management practices, visit StraightTalk.com. Device offer ends 4/14/24. In-store activation on single Silver Unlimited plan or higher required. Family plan discount with 4 lines all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Taxes and fees apply.
Do you take pride in performing routine maintenance and repairs? The House on the Rock Attraction and Resort have an exciting opportunity for you. They're hiring for a full-time maintenance position, 40 hours a week, 52 weeks a year. Join the team and help keep the magic alive at the House on the Rock. To apply, call 608-935-3639, extension 1201, or print an application at thehouseontherock.com. That's 608-935-3639, extension 1201. Don't miss out on a chance to be a part of something extraordinary.
The seventh season for J&R Country Ridge Orchard begins this Wednesday, August 28th. Rod and Julie look forward to seeing you and sharing another great pick-your-own apple crop. The early varieties are ready. When you pick your own apples, you add an awesome experience to the unbeatable value of a fresh apple. And there's nothing fresher than the apple you pick yourself at J&R Country Ridge Orchard of Rural Lafarge. Opening for the season this Wednesday, August 28th.
Get ready for our pre-Labor Day sale at A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet in Richland Center. For a limited time, enjoy free delivery and setup within 30 miles on any outdoor furniture purchase. Plus, save $150 when you buy a king or queen mattress along with an adjustable base. Visit us at 172 South Church Street and take advantage of these incredible deals before they're gone. This is your chance to upgrade your comfort inside and out, only at A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet. Sale ends August 30th, so don't wait.
Community First Bank makes switching easy. Our bankers use Switch Assistance to help you change over direct deposits, loan payments, bill payees, recurring transfers, and much more. Plus, you'll get more from your checking account relationship. Switch today and experience firsthand how Community First Bank, a local community bank, puts you first.
Community First Bank is first for you. CFBank.com. Member FDIC.
BL Signs of Richland Center has grown significantly, helping other businesses grow. In the last decade, businesses of all sizes have trusted the team at BL Signs, from developing ideas to get started to creation, installation, and reliable service afterward. BL Signs' promise of projects done well, done on time, and done on budget comes with the experience and knowledge to turn your sign into one of your most important investments. Visit BL Signs of Richland Center online at blsignage.com.
CBS presents this program in color.
It's time right now for a look at this week in entertainment history. Brought to you by Napa Auto and Truck Parts of Boscobel and Richland Center. Stocking filters, wipers, batteries, oil, brakes, and more. And by Richards Insurance, an independent insurance agency with five generations of continual service. Being independent, Richards can sell a number of top insurance companies seeking to service their clients' needs. Today's history lesson is coming up next.
Richards Insurance, we insure your peace of mind.
Richards Insurance Agency has been in business since 1933. For 90 years, we have been here to build relationships, earn trust, and serve people. We provide home, auto, life, business, farm, and nonprofit insurance. We are independent, so we have options. Give us a call today at 608-585-2137 or visit richardsinsured.com and request a quote.
Good morning. Today's history lesson goes back to 1979. From this day in 1979 through 1988, families of America learned the facts of life from Blair, Natalie, Joe, and Tootie. In 1929, Amos and Andy made his debut on NBC Radio. Groucho Marx passed away this week in 1977 at the age of 86. In 2004, Google went public. Apple Incorporated became the first company to be valued at over $2 trillion this week in the year 2020. Actress Ann Archer was born in 1947. Stephen Fry, 1957. Steve Guttenberg, the great actor, 1958. And the Iron Man, Cal Ripken Jr., born in 1960. Your Rabbit Ears Memories on the way next.
At Napa, we love cars, trucks, tractors, really anything with wheels and an engine. It's more than our business, it's our passion. That's why we care so much about quality parts and quality people. And that's why Napa is so proud to be one of the most comprehensive car care brands. Tools, parts, fluids, and more. We've got you covered. Visit your locally owned parts store, Napa Auto and Truck Parts, Highway 14 East, Richland Center, and Highway 61 in Boscobel.
A look at entertainment history has been sponsored today by Napa Auto and Truck Parts of Boscobel and Richland Center, and by Richards Insurance, an independent insurance agency.
This is CBS.
Today's Rabbit Ears Memory is a tip of the cap to Saturday morning cartoons of the 1980s. It's an American animated television series produced from 1983 through 1985 and based on characters from a series of children's novels by American author John Peterson. It's The Littles.
I have a very special secret. I'm the only one who knows about tiny people living in our walls called The Littles.
We are the Littles. Tails and squiggle to and fro. We are the Littles.
don't need time to see me again. Oh, what can I do? 'Cause I'm feeling blue. I can't choose. It's too much to lose. My love's too strong. Oh, maybe you see what come back to me. Let a time go wrong. That is bad. I bet I feel so sad. It's time, I bet I found peace of mind. Oh, oh. What can I do? 'Cause I'm feeling blue. I can't choose. I still must to lose. My love's still strong. Oh, maybe you see what come back to me. That I can't go wrong. Black is black. I want my
That's a classic that goes right along with our great entertainment history memory. That was just a few moments ago. Had an opportunity to talk to an old friend, Bill Ward, on the old phone at the radio station today. Good conversation. Thanks for giving us a call. No matter where you are listening today, thank you for making us a part of your weekend. We will see who's celebrating coming up next from WRCO-FM. Good morning.
Meyer Oil and LP, the unsung heroes behind the scenes at WRCO Studios, keeping the music flowing and the community connected.
Law enforcement across Wisconsin is speaking out in support of Tammy Baldwin for U.S. Senate. Listen to Sheriff Kurt Fell of Rock County.
Every day we battle illegal drugs coming into our community, and we know the attacks on Tammy Baldwin are not true.
Sheriff Jeff Scatroot of Greene County.
Tammy's working with law enforcement to stop the flow of fentanyl.
And Sheriff Calvin Barrett of Dane County.
She brought Democrats and Republicans together to crack down on the drugs coming from China and Mexico, giving us more tools to fight drug smugglers.
It's Tammy Baldwin who stood with the Border Patrol on border security. She supported the strongest border security bill in decades.
And Tammy voted 32 times to strengthen the border. She's fighting the flow of people and fentanyl coming across the border.
It's Tammy Baldwin I trust.
I trust.
I trust to help us keep Wisconsin safe.
I'm Tammy Baldwin running for Senate, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Tammy Baldwin for Senate.
Hey, neighbor, have you ever heard of Bug Tussle? No?
Well, listen up.
Bug Tussle Internet is a Wisconsin-based internet provider that's committed to providing internet to many of our rural areas. Yes, Bug Tussle. What a great name and a great price for internet, starting at just $45 per month. But hurry, this offer ends September 30th. Get details now at btussle.com. That's btussel.com. Your neighbor has Bug Tussle. You should, too.
Good morning. Time to take a look at birthdays and anniversaries on WRCO-FM, brought to you by the great folks at The Shoebox, where you receive service like it ought to be. Very happy birthday wishes going out to Sheldon Ward today from your brother Bill and wife Tressa, hoping that Sheldon has a wonderful birthday today on this 24th day of August. Coming up next, we'll take a look at everyone else celebrating as well.
With football, volleyball, and cross-country seasons getting underway soon, a trip to the Shoebox is necessary. The Shoebox staff takes pride making sure all athletes get the support they need to compete at a high level. Choose from top-name brands such as Nike, Adidas, New Balance, Asics, and many more. At the Shoebox, you receive great service, proper size and fit, and the best price. The Shoebox opens 7 days a week, located in Black Earth, and online at theshoebox.com. Service like it ought to be.
Birthdays and anniversaries on WRCO-FM for August 24th are brought to you by The Shoebox and Black Earth. Sue Shear is celebrating a birthday today. That note from your daughter Grace, your son-in-law Eric, Gabby, Kimmy, Kirsten, Sammy, Donovan, Thomas, Nicole, and Grant. Cashin Larson, happy birthday wish. You were on the Park Street Christian Church list this morning. From the Willow Valley United Methodist Church, an anniversary wish going out to Ken and Carolyn Anderson. From Park Street Christian Church, Virgil Denman and Jacob Gonzalez, both celebrating birthdays today. Happy 60th birthday to John Rosing from Uncle Butch and Aunt Margaret. Happy number 34 to my son John Rose from Mom and the Guys. Happy 34th birthday to my brother John Rose from Jeff. Roger Radke is celebrating today from your friends and family. Hope you have a great day. Sue Shear, happy birthday wishes from your sisters Valerie, Carol, and Anne. Uncle Butch and Aunt Margaret would like to wish John Rose a very happy birthday today. Happy 34th birthday to my daddy, John Rose, from Sharby. Tracy and Trent Connor celebrating a birthday today. Happy birthday wishes. We hope you have a great day. Love, Mom and Dad, Darcy, Sebastian, Tasha, Aunt Donna, Troy, Tanya, and the whole family. The happiest birthday wishes this morning to Kariya Brown from Willow Valley United Methodist Church. Sue Shear, happy birthday wishes from your daughter Jackie, son-in-law Ron, John, Jack, and James. Hope you have a great day. Faye Pauls makes the Schmidt Woodland Hills list today. Happy birthday wishes to Jeff Bryce and Rosie Steinmetz from the Richland Center United Methodist Church. Jill Pinkstaff, Janessa Smith, and Larry Ludke make the Little Willow Birthday Club list today. Mike Meyer, happy birthday wishes from Beulah Wesleyan Church. Clayton Long, Jacob Gonzalez, and Matthias Twining are on the Richland Primary School list today. Happy birthday wishes to Dave Ewing, Marianne Mazurczyk, and an anniversary for Dewey and Rose Houston, that from the Bloom City Town Crier. Dave Ewing, Michael Meyer, Kim Miller, and an anniversary for Dewey and Rose Houston from the Richland Center Free Methodist Church. Melissa Elder, Kana Ewing, Tatum Johnson, Eric Knutson, Deb Schneider, and Harlan Bagley all celebrating birthdays, and an anniversary wish for Russell and Jenny Coe from the Muscadet Blue River and Avoca Lions Club. Happy birthday wishes to John Rosing, Rosie Steinmetz, David Morgan, Amanda Oman, and an anniversary for Dewey and Rose Houston from the Richland Center Lions Club this morning. If you are celebrating a birthday or anniversary, we'd like to wish you the best as well from WRCO-FM.
WRCO Studios is proudly brought to you by Meyer Oil and LP, your reliable source for fuel delivery since 1956.
It was Dell and a dealer and a dog named Jake and a cat named Kalamazoo. Left the city in a pickup truck, gonna make some dreams come true. With a wild sunset and the coyote bays at the moon. Della and the dealer and a dog named Jake and a cat named Kalamazoo. That cat who talk, what tales he tell about Della and the dealer and the dog as well. But the cat was cool and he never said a mumbling word. Down Tucson way there's a small cafe where they play a little cowboy tune. And the guitar picker was a friend of mine by the name of Randy Boone. Yeah, Randy played her a sweet love song and Della got a fire in her eyes. The dealer had a knife and the dog had a gun and the cat had a shot of rye. That cat could talk, what tales he tell about Della and the dealer and the dog was well. But the cat was cool and he never said a mumbling word. The dealer was a killer, he was evil and mean, and he was jealous of the fire in her eyes. He snorted his coat, threw a century note, and he swore that Boone would die. And the stage was set when the lights went out, there was death in Tucson town. Two shadows ran for the far back door, and one stayed on the ground. If that cat could talk, what tales he tell about Della and the dealer and the dog as well. But the cat was cool and he never said a mumbling word. Two shadows ran from the bar that night, and a dog and a cat ran too. And pickup truck as down the road they flew. It was Del and her lover and a dog named Jake and a cat named Kalamazoo. Left Tucson in a pickup truck, gonna make some dreams come true. Yeah, yeah, yeah. If that cat could talk, what tale would he tell about Del and the dealer and the dog as well? But the cat was cool and he never said a mumbling word.
Country and community for your weekend wake up, the great Hoyt Axton at 7:39.
Why should you join Simon's Recreation Complex? It's not about their modern equipment or great exercise classes or even the comfy swimming pool. It's about how you can get the best out of your 50-plus body now and for the rest of your life. If you think taking part in the programs offered at Simon's Recreation Complex would be just for young people, it's time to rethink that notion. As we get older, it's more important than ever to keep moving. For people who are not active, even a small amount of exercise can have healthy benefits. And if you're already healthy, staying active helps you build extra muscle, reserve, and flexibility to recover more quickly if you do get sick. Exercise is not only for your body, it can also be beneficial for your brain. Exercise has been shown to decrease depression and anxiety as well as improve and preserve awareness. Stop by Simon's Recreation Complex at 1250 Simon Circle in Richland Center or call them at 647-8522. You can also visit simonsrec.com to see how they can help you retain your quality of life.
Most of us can agree everyone deserves the right to make their own medical decisions. Politicians should have no say at all. Thankfully, we have leaders like Vice President Kamala Harris who are standing up for our rights to make our own medical decisions and protect abortion rights. As Vice President, Kamala Harris helped lead the administration's efforts to protect abortion rights after the Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade. Vice President Harris has worked to defend access to emergency medical care and support the ability to travel for reproductive care. She's fought for access to high-quality, affordable contraception and strengthened reproductive health privacy. Vice President Harris has defended our rights and freedoms against right-wing extremists who want the government to make medical decisions for us. She's a champion for our rights.
Visit www.abwt.org/Kamala and tell Vice President Harris, keep fighting for our freedom to make our own medical decisions. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Inc.
At 7:45, we'll hand things off to Caitlin O'Connell with a news update. Right now, let's hand them off to Sherry Austin. This is Little Bird.
Bird in a cage, can't use its wings. One day she might refuse to sing. You'll find some feathers on the floor and an open door.
Ooh, what you gonna do? She won't be back again.
Ooh, what you gonna do when your little bird flies away? Hey, hey, hey. Ooh, what you gonna say? What you gonna do when your little bird flies away?
Hey, touch the sky.
She never dreamed she'd ever fly so high.
you better keep an eye on your little bird. She's going to fly away. That's Sheree Austin. She was Pippa on The Facts of Life. Of course, we premiered The Facts of Life, or we highlighted The Facts of Life during our entertainment history look back today. News with Caitlin O'Connell is on the way next.
Give your home or office a luxurious look with ceramic tile flooring from All American Do It Center. Doll Tile has seamless designs for residential or commercial applications. Enjoy the stain-proof, scratch-proof, waterproof, and fire-resistant feel and look. Plus, easily maintain the timeless beauty of a tile floor with Doll Tile, the country's leading manufacturer of ceramic tile. Visit our Doll Tile in-store display at All American Do It Center in Tomah, Sparta, and Richland Center. All American.
Our Labor Day sale is going on now at Court & Main. It's the perfect time to refresh your home. Enjoy 25% off all custom leather and upholstery, including recliners, sofas, love seats, and sectionals. Save 50% on all sheets, mattress protectors, adjustable bases, and pillows when you purchase a mattress. And don't forget, get a jump on the holidays with 50% off all holiday decor. Visit us at Court & Main and Richland Center and take advantage of these fantastic deals. These offers are too good to miss, so stop by before they're gone. Transform your home for less with Court & Main.
WRCO 100.9
FM, Richland Center. It's 7:45. We still have some light fog in the area. We're at 57 degrees. This news update is brought to you by the Philback family of dealerships, Capital Wealth Advisory Group, and by Chet's Feed, Seed, and Such.
At Capital Wealth Advisory Group, our advisors take a client-focused approach to customize strategies that fit your lifestyle and goals. So, while you do what you love, you know you are preparing for the future. Capital Wealth Advisory Group. Discover the one-to-one relationship you deserve. For more information, visit CapitalWealthCares.com. Capital Wealth Advisory Group is a private wealth advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, LLC. Ameriprise Financial cannot guarantee future financial results.
Today is Saturday, August 24th. Good morning for WRCO News. I'm Caitlin O'Connell. College students are currently preparing to start or continue their journey down the path of higher education. In order to afford attending a university, students are likely to obtain student loans. Past college students still trying to pay off their loans and are currently in forgiveness should be aware of changes. Michelle Reinen is with the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection.
There's upcoming dates for student loan debt, and that means scammers are going to try and take advantage. So what's happened here is in July, the Department of Education completed changes to the Public Student Loan Forgiveness, or PSLF, program. And the student loan debt holders who have applied for this may now find their PSLF information at studentaid.gov. That's a website I really want people to remember, studentaid.gov. The pause on new applications while this transition occurred has now ended, because again, there was a pause. So qualifying federal student loan debt borrowers are free to apply again at studentaid.gov.
Loans that are in default need to be updated while being aware of possible scams.
Now, until September 30th, borrowers in default on their federal student loans can use the Fresh Start program to return to good standings. So again, this one has that deadline of September 30th. There, you can sign up for Fresh Start by logging into your account at myeddebt.ed.gov. And this is at the Department of Education, and that's going to be your account there. So again, there are programs that borrowers are going to need to navigate. There have been changes to some of these. So we want consumers to be aware that scammers are going to take advantage with this information and misinformation, and be aware of red flags of the different scams that are out there.
ID numbers can be beneficial to obtaining your information, but caution should be taken when asked for it.
Some scams are going to request your federal student aid ID, and they claim that they're going to need this to help you, but don't share it with anyone. The FSA ID has the same legal status as a signature, so it's different than a Social Security number, but it's got the same important value as holding that true. And someone with your FSA ID could access your account and take control of your personal information without your knowledge, and you do not want that. So keep that number confidential and limit it to just you.
Michelle Reinen warns that if the party or parties you are dealing with are demanding, then more than likely you are being scammed.
If they're pushy, if they request for upfront fees, if they promise immediate loan forgiveness or cancellation, or say that things are a limited time offer and provide that sense of urgency, these are all red flags. Requests to sign a third party authorization form or a power of attorney, all things you need to watch for and use as something to back away from. Anything that claims that the program has a special relationship with the government or Department of Education, again, another red flag, unless you can validate that claim with the agency itself, that government agency they say they work with. So watch for individuals using official-looking names, seals, and logos and say that they have special access. Those are not individuals you should be engaging with.
If you suspect a scam or have been scammed, you can contact DACAP's Consumer Protection Hotline by phone at 1-800-422-7128 or by email at datcphotline@wi.gov. Or you can also go to their website at datcp.wi.gov. Marquette welcomed its largest incoming class since 2018 on Wednesday. It was move-in day with just over 2,100 students from 40 states and 11 countries showing up on campus. The class of 2028 is filling 10 on-campus residence halls, including the recently reopened O'Donnell Hall. That has been closed for 2 years. Classes for the year are set to begin on Monday. A letter sent on Tuesday to families in the Monona Grove School District says the deficit was only discovered after a review of district finances by the new superintendent, Tanya Frederick. The Madison Area District's board has taken responsibility, but board president Elizabeth Cook says members were unaware of any problems until the review was done in July. Cook says the board violated several of its own policies by allowing spending to go unchecked. Over the last 3 years, $7.9 million of the district's fund balance has been used, leaving just $2.5 million, or 4% of the operating budget. That's far short of the 15% to 25% of the district budget required by board policy. There's no evidence that district money was used by anyone for personal gain. Another local school district is dealing with a multi-million dollar mistake. In March, Glendale River Hill Schools officials came forward with a $3.5 million deficit after accounting errors. Now the Wauwatosa School District says they came up with a budget that was a $4 million short of what was needed, causing them the additional cost. This mistake was reportedly made by the previous chief financial officer and was unknown to the school board. There is a school referendum on the ballot in Wauwatosa. And Wisconsin's new Act 12 school reform law requires Milwaukee Public Schools to bring police officers back into its buildings. However, that hasn't happened yet, and a state legislator wants to know why. State Senator John Jagler has written to MPS's school board president, demanding to know when the officers will return, as the January 1st deadline has already passed. Wisconsin's 77th Allison Dairyland, Haley Heinzel, will make a special appearance at the Crawford County Fair today from 11:30 to 3:30. Heinzel's visit is part of a lead-up to the 78th Allison Dairyland Finals, which will take place in Crawford County in May of 2025. Home to three Allison Dairyland alumni, this is the first time the Southwestern County will host the celebration of Wisconsin agriculture. Formed in 1818, Crawford County is one of Wisconsin's original counties. According to the 2022 Census of Agriculture, Crawford County is home to 899 farms and manages 194,544 acres of farmland. Heinzel will kick off her day at the Ferryville Farmers Market, engaging with local vendors and showcasing the area's agricultural offerings. At the fair, Heinzel will participate in various activities, including the Dairy Show and Farmer Bud event, a guided tour of the fairgrounds with the Crawford County Fair Ambassadors, and the livestock auction. Other activities at the fair today include an antique tractor pull in the grandstand at 10 o'clock. Nick's Kids Show in the Entertainment Tent at 10, noon and 2 o'clock. Also in the Entertainment Tent today, check out Lego Robotics at 11, a youth block party at 1, and live music featuring Monty Berger and the Country Gold Band at 3:30. The evening will end with a demolition derby in the grandstand at 7. Gate admission to the Crawford County Fair today is $10 per person. The Crawford County Fair will wrap up tomorrow in Gays Mills. Senator Tammy Baldwin is promising to protect Social Security and Medicare and taking Donald Trump to task for promising cuts.
He's talking about cutting Social Security and Medicare while giving a huge new tax break to billionaires and corporations. Well, Kamala Harris is not going to let that happen.
Baldwin gave a short speech at the Democratic Convention Thursday night. She's running for re-election against Republican Eric Hovde. The person leading the roll call of states at the DNC was familiar to plenty of people in Wisconsin. Jason Ray grew up in Rice Lake and lives in Glendale. He says he came up with the idea of the highly produced roll call 4 years ago.
It was an opportunity for delegates to still do their important work, but also to celebrate, to unify. I know from everyone that I've talked to, the roll call was a highlight for them, and I know it was a highlight for me.
It's part of Ray's job as Democratic National Committee Secretary. The Democratic National Convention is over. Now, what's next? Wisconsin Democratic Chair Ben Winkler says the hard work of knocking on doors and getting out the vote ramps up in earnest.
The next thing that happens is that moments from this convention turn into viral videos, turn into ads that are run on TV. People will be reminded of the highs of this convention all the way through the time the polls close.
Stay tuned. Today's vital statistics are next.
Hello, friends. Mark Philbeck here from the Philbeck Family Dealerships, your go-to destination for all things automotive. Did you know we're celebrating 75 years in business? That's right, 75 years of serving our amazing community. And here's something that sets us apart. We are the home of the lifetime powertrain warranty. That's a commitment to you, our valued customers, for ensuring peace of mind every mile you drive. But that's not all. We've expanded our selection of inventory so you'll find the perfect ride for any lifestyle. The deals are getting sweeter, folks. Whether you're in Highland, Richland Center, Bosqueville, or Prairie du Chien, or browsing online at philbeck.com, we've got incredible offers just waiting for you. So why wait? Come down to the Philbeck Family Dealerships and let us make your automotive dreams a reality. Visit us today, where trust, selection, and unbelievable deals come standard. The Philbeck Family Dealerships, 75 years strong with a lifetime commitment to you, where the customer is first since 1948.
Today is Saturday, August 24th. Dennis Fry Sr., 75 of Richland Center, died Tuesday at home. Funeral services will be held at 2 o'clock on Monday at the Pratt Memorial Chapel. Burial will follow in the Woodstock Cemetery with military rites provided by the local Military Memorial Honors Unit. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel on Monday from 1 until the time of the service at 2. For Dennis Fry Sr., 75, of Richland Center. Karen A. White, 68, of Arena, died Sunday from injuries sustained in an automobile accident. Funeral services will be held on Tuesday at 2 o'clock at the Richardson Stafford Funeral Home in Spring Green. Burial will be in the Arena Cemetery. Friends may call the Richardson Stafford Funeral Home on Tuesday from 1 until the time of the service at 2. In honor of Karen's love for the Green Bay Packers, everyone is encouraged to wear their Packer apparel to the service. For Karen A. White, 68, of Arena. Kathleen J. Kathy Albaugh, 72, of Richland Center, died Thursday at the Harvest Guest Home. No services will be held. Memorials may be made to the Okooch Mountain Humane Society. The Clary Memorial Funeral Home in Richland Center assisted the family with arrangements. Kathleen J. Kathy Albaugh, 72, of Richland Center. Donald Red Williams, 80, of Richland Center and Yuba, died on Thursday. No formal services will be held. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service in Richland Center is assisting the family with their arrangements. For Donald Red Williams, 80, of Richland Center and Yuba. In birth news from the Richland Hospital, Kaylee and Aaron Babel had a son, Crew Thomas.
Ellie here at Chet's Feed, Seed, and Such. Keep your house dry from wet paws with our Dirty Dog Chamois and Dirty Dog Doormats. With all this rain to keep things green, now is the perfect time to lay down your grass seeds. We have many seed options to keep your lawn happy, as well as seeding mulch, straw, and fertilizers. Treat your furry friends with our large selection of toys and tasty snacks. Kick pesky mosquitoes to the curb with our Spartan mosquito traps this summer. We appreciate all of our friends down here at Chet's, because without you, there wouldn't be us. Stop by today at 880 North Orange Street or give us a call at 647-8833.
Do you want to be in the know? Sign up for the WRCO local newsletter simply using your email address and get our newsletter delivered directly to your inbox, no searching required. Take a look behind the scenes. Get the latest news, sports, and info before anyone else. Your email address will be used to distribute our newsletter only and for occasional correspondence and will never be sold or shared. Visit WRCO Radio on Facebook for the sign-up link. The WRCO newsletter, local and only from WRCO-FM. You're listening to WRCO-FM 100.9 in Richland Center, Wisconsin. ABC News is sponsored on WRCO-FM.